at 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens Beyond Good Day Hour. Where Jennifer and Rich and I have some stories. Roberta is off because she can't get to any place where there's a studio that works, because pretty much New York City is still shut down. I'm betting another week. I don't want to bet on it. I'm just thinking that that's the reality. Later on in the hour, speaking of reality, Dr. Jay Kumar visits us with his weekly idea, his overview of how to deal with your life and its realities. Here's a problem for a radio host named Scott Voorhees, who works in Omaha, Nebraska. The Secretary of State in Omaha, in Nebraska, his office is in Omaha, name is John Gale, has called upon Mr. Voorhees to either apologize or called on management to fire him because Mr. Voorhees broadcast a comedy bit with a fake UN election observer named Steve Apple. The bit, you'll pardon the pun, made it sound like the UN election observer was real, indicated voting here in the United States was being manipulated, and the UN election observer was asking to pat down people as they were going in and out of the polling booth. And what I would wonder is how this guy thinks this is real or abusive, considering that yesterday when he did this bit, Voorhees was, yesterday was Wednesday, the election's next Tuesday, so it was simulated, it was kind of like War of the Worlds. And many times on air, this is just, you know, kind of a joke. But the Secretary of State thinks the guy should be fired because he thinks that he was using his power as a host to manipulate votes.
And what do you think?
Can we deal with the reality of what this kind of radio is all about? Number one, news talk, issue-oriented, political talk radio is all about messing with your head. It's all about pejoratives. It's all about expressing anger, conjecture. It's all about guessing. It's about conversation. And also, about entertainment. So if this guy came up with a bit and he was clever enough to fool the Secretary of State, then he obviously has a pretty good relationship with his... I know the guy's a program director of that station. Matter of fact, I talked to him a couple of weeks ago. And you know, he's been at this for a long time, knows how to make people respond and get people to listen to the radio station. Hello, that's the job. We all who are doing this are supposed to do the same thing. Get people to listen to the radio program and the radio station so they can have advertisers who will be successful in selling their products. Hello, 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 hello. That's what this is all about. It's not about protecting some person's, if you will, political connection, although a lot of times these shows turn into that. But still through that, because it's the rah-rah cheering section, sometimes they get themselves some listeners, or they keep themselves some listeners by practicing, you know, any or all of these things. So this guy needs to get a life. I wonder if he's a Democrat or a Republican. I don't get that from this. I don't know that much about politics. I'm going to guess, if I have to, that Nebraska would be a little right of center. So I wonder if the Secretary of State is a Democrat or a Republican. But be that as it may, when people go out of their way, I mean, this tells me that this guy's got a listenership, number one. KFAB, the radio station he's on, is the best, biggest radio station, probably not only in Omaha, but in the whole state, I'm guessing. Powerful signal. And so, you know, this is something that would impact people. And that's what you want. You're doing a radio program. Hello. You're supposed to have some impact. That's why I have Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn here.
That's right.
Right.
Because they have impact
as well.
Yes.
And also Dr. Jay Kumar does. So we'll visit with him. Let's think about a brand new breakthrough in technology, Richie. There are very few ladies that I know who don't have a thought in their mind about aging skin. I don't know if you'd call it a problem, but most people, and men,
frankly.
Who wants
to age gracefully?
But I think men think about this as well.
I got a couple little wrinkles.
Natural process. As you get older, you get less nutrients in your cells, and you try the moisturizers, you try the cleansers, you don't look at the ingredients, they smell good, so you use them. Well, most of the products around today contain 60-80% water, They're full of highly toxic chemicals. The water simply evaporates on your skin, leaving the chemicals there and changing your skin's pH. Got it? You got the message? You got the picture? All right, so what do? You use the new Pure Attitude from David Pollack. These skincare creams, there is the Purifying Face Wash, the Hydra Drench Daily Serum, and the Multi-Effect Eye Serum, all available for you now. As a matter of fact, this is the only place you can get a deal, a special deal. If you go even to the online location of the company, you can't get this deal. It sells normally for $144, but this special radio offer provides you with all three of these for $88, and you don't pay anything for shipping and handling. That always bugs me a little bit when you're buying things. If they want you to buy something by giving you a phone number or a web address, then why do you penalize, like parking in downtown? Why would you penalize people for parking and visiting the businesses in downtown, wherever your downtown is? Does it make any sense to anybody?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Sorry, it was the same thing. So the folks who have put this together at Pure Attitude say, no, we're not charging you for shipping or handling. We want you to get these. And by the way, the clinical trials on all this stuff show wrinkle reduction of 63%, increased hydration by 90%, and the Pure Attitude bottom-of-the-bottle money-back guarantee. Go to justaskdavid.com/Doug. Click on the offer. Learn all about Pure Attitude. And while you're there, you can get David's books, Just Stop the Lies, the 101 Recipes for Beauty. Get them free because you're a listener of Good Day. Free. Two books free. And a deal on these special products that will help your skin stay beautiful. Check it out. Go to Ask. You got this down, right? Just askdavid.com/Doug.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Mm. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another? If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
800-510-8255. I'm sorry, Rich, I got distracted when I was thinking about it.
Let me distract you a little bit more.
I know you have something else, and I remembered you told us. I was just thinking about something to do with politics, so forgive me.
The election is all over
us. So you're going to do politics.
Yeah.
The election is all
Tuesday.
Over us. Yeah. Coming up, and everybody's getting tired. They can't wait till Wednesday, Thursday, when all this stuff starts slowing down, especially four-year-old Abigail Evans of Fort Collins, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
She's tired of hearing Bronco Obama and Mitt Romney.
Soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Oh. Isn't that how we all feel about Bronco and Romney?
Bronco Obama!
It's cute. She's from Colorado. She knows the Broncos. I like that.
All right, so that's funny story number one about the election. Funny story number two is obviously we've all been watching the coverage of the hurricane in New Jersey and what it's done to the Atlantic City area.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently everybody else in that area has been watching, too, and knew that the president was going to be doing a flyover and assess the situation along with Governor Chris Christie.
Air Force One or in a helicopter?
They were in a helicopter, apparently. So somebody decided to walk out on the beach that they were going to be flying over and real big, right, Romney on the beach.
Is there a picture of that someplace?
There's a picture of that all over the place. If you just Google it.
That's funny.
It's really funny. Uh-huh. And then the
I'm not okay with that, actually.
Why not?
I just think that's snubbing your nose. I mean, the president's trying to do his job. I don't know. I don't like that.
No, I know. I agree, but it just
I don't agree. I think it's just it's what's wrong with it.
It's silly.
It's fun. Come on.
It's a hurricane.
Lighten it up.
All right.
It's a beach.
And then I stumbled across a
death and destruction.
A new Facebook page that you can like this morning. I know Jennifer may like this. It's called Facebook.com/ Republican Women Are Hot.
Mm-hmm.
And the
she's been on this for like a fly for the last hour. Every time I listen, hey, have you seen this website? Republican Women Are Hot.
So here are some.
And
of
let
the
me
women
tell you, they are. They're pretty cute.
That they say are Republican and are hot. A couple of them are pundits, like Sarah Elizabeth, or Essie Cup, as her name is as a pundit. Mary Catherine Hamm. But I didn't know this. Heather Locklear is apparently a registered Republican.
No.
You think she's too skinny?
Much too skinny.
Okay. And then they have a couple of news, you know, the Fox News chicks and stuff like that.
What a shock. People work at Fox are Republicans?
Yeah. No
Gretchen Carlson, I think.
Leanne Rimes. Gretchen Carlson is very good looking.
Leanne Rimes. She's too skinny.
Is a Republican. Michelle Malkin.
Where's our friend Leanne? Where is it? What was
Leanne Tweeden should be on there. I'm going to let them know.
Yeah.
So you can check that out at
and your very own Jennifer Horn. Hello.
And Jennifer Horn. What a hot Republican.
Yeah.
Ow.
All right, we've taken care of it. Are there any hot Democrats? You don't have a website for that?
Plenty of them, sure. I just don't have a Facebook page yet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, 24 minutes after the hour, coming up, Dr. Jay Kumar visits with us, talking about beliefs. What is your belief, your strongest belief, your core belief about you? And we'll visit that and some other things that will be helpful, no doubt. Right now, Rich McFadden, having told his story, is giving way to a better story by Jennifer Horn. This is Beyond Good Day. Jennifer, where are you taking us?
Well, this is my public service for you boys out there today.
Well, thank God.
Now, I know that you, Rich, and you, Doug, both have important women in your life.
Right.
And this not necessarily doesn't extend into relationships. This just could be any man's relationship with any woman. Yahoo today had an article about decoding women with their most overused terms.
Decoding?
Decoding.
That is understanding?
So I had to click on this article, and when I read through it...
something, what it really means.
Right. And when I read through this, I was laughing my rear end off, because this is everything that I do in life, all seven of them.
God love you, woman. Bring it on. I need it.
Okay, so you know when a woman says, fine.
Yes.
Like that agreement,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say a woman says, wow, it's cold outside today. And then a man's like, no, it's not cold, it's balmy. And then the woman just kind of goes, fine, and walks out of the room, right?
Yeah.
So fine is a word that women use to end an argument and tell you to shut up. If you hear fine, it's not fine, but just leave it alone. That's my advice to you. Just quiet it down immediately. Okay, the other thing that we overuse a lot, 5 minutes. Have you guys been told that before? I'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know how much that really means?
An hour.
You can convert it to a half an hour.
Really?
That'd be rude. Yeah. So if I say, oh, I'll be ready in 5 minutes, or I'll meet you in 5 minutes, give me 30, because that's about what it means. All right. Number three of
women
decoded.
If you're married to a Colombian, any Latina, it means an hour.
An hour.
Really?
Yeah. All right. So this, I'll speak for American girls. You can speak for Colombian women. Okay. How's that?
Sure.
Okay. What about the word nothing? You know, how are
nothing.
You today? What's wrong?
Nothing.
And then you get nothing.
Nothing.
Well, you know that nothing really means something, right?
Nothing.
Right. Nothing
means,
is like the calm before the storm. You ask a question about what's wrong and we say nothing. That means something's wrong and you should be ready, because we're going to blow. Because nothing is just like, nothing is your free pass until we get into our arguments.
Nothing. Nothing means run. Run away.
Exactly. Go to your man cave is when you hear nothing. All right. The next one is go ahead. Like, hey, do you mind if I go to the strip club with the guys? And a woman says, go ahead. That's a dare. That is not permission to do something. It's like saying, we dare you to do it. You probably don't want to. If you're a man and your woman says, go ahead, don't do it. All right. What about this?
All right.
Yeah.
Loud sigh.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's not a word, but it's like the it speaks more than any word could. It means that women think you're an idiot and they wonder why they're wasting their time with you and arguing about nothing.
Perfect.
All right, number six, decoding women. That's okay. You ever get that?
That's okay.
No.
Yeah.
Give me the context.
Okay, let's say, okay, your wife is excited about going out to dinner with you. Yeah. You're running late from work, so you call and say that you're running late, and she goes, that's okay,
oh,
before
okay,
she
yeah.
hangs up with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like, you know, she's actually plotting her revenge on you, I think. That's buying right. her some time while she makes you pay.
Just like, I just booked a weekend where the guys and I are going out.
Nice job, Reggie.
Saturday, December 1st, when it's actually my birthday weekend and our
perfect.
Second anniversary weekend.
Good for
and
you, Reggie.
And say that's okay,
what
she's
going to
make you pay.
I'll let you know when I tell her that.
What a genius you are.
All right, and number seven, when a woman says thanks, they really are thanking you. So you don't have to worry, unless they say thanks a lot, then that's trouble. But just a thanks, it's a nice thank you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Now we understand.
Didn't that help you?
Now, when a man says it, you know he means it, though. For example, Jennifer, thanks a lot. That was very helpful. Dr. Jay Kumar, he'll be thanking me for his appearance on the program just a few minutes here on Good Day.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you think your home is toxic?
According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Served, if you will, by having your beliefs underscored, or maybe you need to have your beliefs challenged. That's always an interesting thing. Imagine everything in your life is perfect. If that's the case, turn the radio off right now. You don't need us. You don't need Jay Kumar. If your life is perfect...
Whoa.
Okay.
Maybe it's because of us that their life is perfect.
Yeah.
And if they turn this off, everything's just going to go...
going to fall apart.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Make sure you stick around so your life will continue to be perfect. Imagine that. All right, so you have Dr. Jay Kumar at your service and on your side, drjkumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. A moment, because you are friends with us and we are friends with you, the passing of your dog this past week, very significant, very, very, very painful, very horrible, but yet...
it's not horrible. Don't use that word, though.
Well, horrible in the sense that you have a friend that no longer... is there. I think
but
that's
again,
but
MJ,
all those years. Listen to Richie take on the sensitive new age guy.
No, I mean, this is my defense
your
mechanism.
Dog,
for
you had to put your dog to sleep a couple months ago.
Yeah, I did. But with anybody, whether it was my dad, my friends, my dog, whoever it is, they are fine.
Yeah. Right.
They're great.
Right. We're the ones who have to deal with like the consequence of the emotional pain and suffering.
Right. Yeah. And you're going to have that no matter what. You can't avoid that. But at a certain point, it starts to be selfish for you to be concerned about yourself. Mm. They are fine.
Well, I'm not saying Jay is concerned about
himself. No. I'm just talking
about concerned about him.
No, I'm saying in general, when people go around, like my mother-in-law, God bless her, okay? But she will go for... ever when somebody passes away and just she mourns and mourns and mourns.
Well, that's a tradition.
Mourns.
That's a cultural thing.
It is.
It is. And, you know, and I'll say one thing. We're all accustomed, you know, Doug and, you know, Jennifer, you know, and Rich and all of you, you know, we've all experienced loss in our life in some form or another. And, you know, we can never predict when that happens. And, you know, first of all, I so appreciate your beautiful, heartfelt wishes about Pico. He was just an angel. I was telling
you. Doug.
Yeah.
And I would go to your house and he'd lay by me.
Right.
It was a neat dog.
Right now, when I'm on the show every Thursday, Pico would be lying right by my feet.
Yeah.
And it's the first time where he's not there. Mm. And so it's definitely sad. It's definitely a very tragic loss. But you know what? It's in our human experience. How we cope with loss and change is really, a testament to who we are as an individual, but also as a species. And I'd love to maybe kind of put this in a larger context. You know, all of you on the East Coast, I know Doug and Rich and, you know, and Roberta, all of, and so many people out there have been so affected by, the recent tragedy of the hurricane. That's taken place, and you know, our hearts go out to all of you there as well. But you know, we look at loss and we look at change as one of the constants in life, and we can never predict when change is going to occur, when loss is going to occur. And it's in our ability, it's our ability as individuals to learn how to cope and to manage change, which is, you know, a true strength of our character and who we are, I think, defines us as a species.
All right. Can I add to that? I said that you would be talking about beliefs to a point, because it's all really about beliefs. And maybe one of the twists on this is to think about, the reason that I brought myself around to this is because I just saw something Al Gore had written about the hurricane, and this is a sign of things to come, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And so in my mindset, I have become not accustomed yet, but I'm thinking about my thoughts. And you remember the old expression, be careful of what you wish for, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's a simplistic play on something that I would like your input on, Jay, and that is to think about things that you want to have happen, things, when you ask somebody, what do you want? And they may tell you something abstract or something concrete. More importantly, rather than expressing it verbally to others, what do you think yourself? We have a powerful force in the universe. We have, I believe anyway, I call it the force, you call it whatever you want to. And I think if you hold on to the worries, the fears, that's what you're going to recreate. There are none of us who have not made mistakes, some more serious than others. But if you continue to live in those mistakes, is that a chocolate raisin? When I get into my profundities and I get choking up because people think, man, he's so emotional about this, I'm actually just eating a chocolate raisin.
A raisinette.
Anyway.
I predict in 50 years when Doug finally does go, we'll be during this show choking on something he just ate during the break.
Right. So anyway, let me get to the bottom line here quickly, because I want Jay's reflection on this. If you have a core belief, a subconscious belief that things will be X, whatever it is, and if those things are not what you want, why would you hold on to them if you could do something about them? Am I on to anything here, Jay?
Well, you know, you've got some really, you hit on a really interesting concept, and this is an idea called an unconditioned, like an unconscious bias. Mm-hmm. We all have this part of our brain. This is something, you know, I love to talk about, is how the brain works and how your brain works and how you're so, how your brain and body and your being all work in harmony together. And it's so exciting, you know, what we have going on right now in terms of the our level of research into brain research and brain activity.
Mm-hmm.
We all are governed by our emotional brains. We are all governed by our subconscious, unconscious brains, our minds. And this is something that we have seen over and over again. And to answer your question, Doug, really quickly, and kind of putting it into a larger context with the election coming up in just under a week, we actually are all, we are, when we make an emotional decision, we then go and seek out facts and figures and observations in our daily world that support those emotional beliefs. And this is what's called, it's called emotional thinking. You know, it's this idea that we are dictated by our older reptilian brain. And for those of you who've never heard that term before, reptilian brain, it sounds like a really odd concept. What is he talking about? We actually have three different brains. There's this older reptilian brain, and then there's the newer parts of the brain called the neocortex or the mammalian brain. But what we always have to understand, this is why we are such emotional creatures when it comes to loss, when it comes to losing someone or something, or coping with a tragedy, or even when it comes to voting in the booth on election day, we are always governed by our emotions. And it's that emotional decision that we have already made on an emotional basis that gets confirmed or substantiated by the facts and figures in our rational brain. So to answer your question, Doug, when you hold on to an emotional belief system, life is scary, power, life is amazing, you will go out and affirm in your rational brain situations or images or people or facts and figures or concepts or ideologies to support and validate that predetermined emotional essence.
Say that again, will you please? That's so important. That last sentence, please say it again.
Basically, Doug, thanks for giving me this opportunity to do this, is basically we are all emotionally driven creatures. We make decisions based on our emotional brains. And that once that decision is made, whether like, you know, I don't like that candidate, I don't want to vote for that person, or that those people there are enemies, or life is scary, or even the converse. Life is amazing. Life is about joy and abundance and prosperity. You will then go seek out opportunities, situations, and aspects in your daily life that supports this emotional decision, and those ideas will be supported in your rational brain.
Yeah. It's amazing how it goes from the subconscious to the conscious. I just wrote myself, I'm writing this with an arrow. I put subconscious and then an arrow to conscious. And your conscious mind, what is the old expression? Your mind is a terrible thing to waste? No,
right.
Your subconscious mind is a terrible thing to waste.
You know, I would love to talk to you about how we can go about changing this.
All right, let's do that in a minute. Dr. Jay Kumar will change your M.O. Let's get into the change mode here on Good Day in just a moment.
Mmm, yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
All right, Dr. Jay Kumar here on Good Day with a solution. This is a 2-minute solution to a lifelong problem. Help yourself. How do we solve the emotional skewering in our subconscious as it surfaces to our consciousness?
Right. So before I respond to that, all of you can go to my website, drjkumar.com, and read a great article that I just posted on your emotional brain, politics, and voting that talks specifically about this emotional bias that we have in our brains. Mm-hmm. And you can also go to the Good Day Show Facebook page or my Facebook or Twitter page, the same thing as well. So basically it's this. We have this emotional bias in our brains, in our subconscious, that dictates how we operate in our life. And so we now are realizing and understanding that we have the ability to change this. The brain can be changed. The brain can be malleable and shifted. And so we have this concept called the negative bias. And that's our brain always tends to focus on negative things. And there's a whole survival evolutionary reason for that. But here's how to shift it. It takes up to a minimum of 5 empowering thoughts to outweigh an old thought system. So if you're thinking, you're operating in a paradigm, your subconscious is in this paradigm of life is scary, I have to fear, I'm afraid about money, I'm afraid about everything else in my life falling apart, you have to make a conscious decision to shift that.
Yep.
And the more you can affirm it, and how you do that, it's called a cognitive affirmation. You begin to write it down. You begin to say it every morning. You begin to see it visually written down in a place by your office, by your computer, by your phone, on your fridge, on the bathroom mirror. Every place where you can go to and see it, it begins to then shift your unconscious, and that begins to shift your ability to experience a deeper life full of meaning and purpose.
Do it like I do. Here's my way of doing it. I stick them all the notes on the refrigerator, so every time I open the refrigerator, I see that thought. Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com. As always, we are blessed and thankful for your help here on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50, and the multivitamin they used for the study, Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Smart Talk now with a smart dad. Smart home improvement tips are usually
say smart something else.
The I was going to leave that
Alec,
to people's
Alec,
imagination.
Smart Alec.
Tom Kreidler is here on the Good Day program. He's the host of the Money Pit Radio program, and as such, he's an expert. And not only is he an expert in general home repair and can speak to how you might deal with some of the damages from the storm, but because he lives in New Jersey and was in the eye of the storm, he has some interesting stories about his home, his neighbors' homes, what's down the street, what's in his town, what's going on across his state. First of all, you know, I don't even know where you are politically. I've never really asked you because it hasn't been a factor. I'm not one of these people who has friends based on their political point of view, so I don't really know whether you're a Chris Christie fan or not, or whether you're, you know, who you're voting for or who you have voted for. But I wonder how you think in terms of the storm and how it's affected your state. He's been front and center. What would you give him as a grade on handling all of this?
Oh, absolutely great A. I am a big Chris Christie fan.
Are you really? Okay.
I think that he's done a phenomenal job. He is out front. He is public. He's acknowledging all of the problems. He's on top of it. I don't worry about the leadership of my state. I think Governor Christie's doing a tremendous job, along with Lieutenant Governor Guadagno. I mean, they've been out every day meeting with people, meeting with the authorities, and, you know, working to get things back on. And he recognizes that, you know, one of the biggest problems we've got right now is power, because, you know, we're still without power. We're on backup power at the Money Pit's New Jersey studios. And, you know, we're getting by, but so many people don't have power, and it's starting to get cold now. So it's getting more complicated.
All right. So how in general, you must have people that are familiar with what you do for a living, so they've been around, hey, Tom, how do I do this? How do I do that? What do you, in terms of advice for people in general that are listening or may be affected by something similar to this, what's the first thing you need to do?
Well, in terms of assessing where you're at with your house, it's a good idea to do a post-storm inspection. You know, the first thing we did was take a good, careful look at the exterior. And in addition to, obviously, all the devastation in the neighborhood, just wanted to make sure that, nothing happened that's going to lead to a more complicated problem with the home. So you're looking at the foundation for any signs of cracking or shifting. You're looking at, of course, the outside skin of the house. You're looking at the roof with binoculars. You know, your chimney could have been knocked off. It could be blocked. And when your heating system comes on, you could get carbon monoxide. And things like this that may not be obvious until you go look for them to make sure that the home, you know, got through this okay. So the first thing is to do an assessment. Then, of course, you have to start thinking about recovery right away. So you want to get out there with a camera and photograph anything that's going on. Get in touch with the insurance company. I mean, get in line for all these things that are going to kind of come down the pike to start working towards recovery. And then, unfortunately, another thing that's starting to happen right now, as it has in every storm in the history of time, you've got the storm chasers that are coming out, contractors are coming out, and then over-promising, under-delivering that you have to be very cautious about. So, you know, it's going to be a trying time. As those that have lived through hurricanes before, this is the first major hurricane that we've fortunately ever had to live through. But as those that have seen this before, they know that you have to be very, very cautious. And you have to try to set aside the emotion and think logically and step by step and then to start the process towards rebuilding.
So you've lived in this town most of your life. This is, you live in your parents' home.
Not, well, this home I live in has been in my family since 1986. Okay. Yeah, so it's a family house.
All right, so you're familiar. This is the worst storm you've ever experienced there?
Yes. Really? Yes, absolutely, hands down, the worst storm ever.
Uh-huh. All right, so what does that make you think about other, when you look at the trees, when you look at the power lines, when you look at other homes, what does that make you think about the quality of work that's being done now, the homes being built now versus maybe a home like yours that was built a couple hundred years ago?
Well, look, you know, our house could have been easily as easily crushed by a tree, you know, as anybody else's.
Yeah, you have
house.
Trees all. I've been here. You have trees all around your house.
We just got lucky.
Yeah.
So I don't think that impacts us. I mean, my neighbors right across the street had it must have been a 60-foot pine tree lay down within inches of their house.
See, I would never plant a pine tree anywhere near a home because of just that. Pine trees have no strength.
Yeah.
Poplar is another one.
Top.
Never, ever plant a poplar tree. It's a cheap wood, grows fast, has no cellular structure or strength to it, and in a storm, big windstorm, those things blow over. And I saw up and down my street here, when I was going up and down the street the other day, a couple of homes with houses, I mean, with the trees all in the middle of the house.
Yep.
So, and so maybe that's a word for wise. But a lot of tips at moneypit.com for you to check out. And Tom and Leslie Segretti will be available this weekend as usual. And you check the local listings, as it were. Find out what's going on. Moneypit.com through DougStephan.com. Our thanks to Tom Kreitler with those important tips here as we still concern ourselves with...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.